my Lady Grey. I want to be with you on stage tonight.
Yeah, oh, you can. Come join us. You can play the glass.
Yeah, yeah, you do the glass. We need one for the glass.
Yeah, it's necessary, obviously. Ihr Konzert heute Abend ist ausverkauft. Wir präsentieren euch Katzenjammer in der Columbia-Halle. Letzte Tickets, die gibt's gleich. Jetzt sind zwei dafür erstmal bei mir im Studio. Wir sprechen über das Tourleben, ausverkaufte Konzerte, die Stadt Berlin und Mausespeck mit Schokoüberzug. Welcome, Anne-Marit and Marianne.
Thank you so much.
Dankeschön.
Your tour through Germany just started and nearly every concert is sold out. How have your last days been like?
Oh, it's been fantastic. We really have been looking forward to this tour. Yeah. It feels like we're coming home in a way because this is where our career took off in Germany. Yeah. We've been here a lot and this is the first time we've been on tour since 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
We missed you.
Yeah, a lot. And it's always exciting to see if the fans like the new songs. Yeah.
And if you still see the same people on the first row. Yeah. Or if they're
We do, though. Yeah. We just have to give one hands up for Katzenjammer Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Which can keep on growing. It's just to join that nation for whoever wants it. But there's always like 10 people from Katzenjammer Nation in front of the row.
That's really, really nice.
It's beautiful.
That has become bigger than Katzenjammer itself because it's a community and people meet and they lonesome people suddenly have Christmas to celebrate with each other. And it's so beautiful. They take such good care of each other and we're so proud and so humble.
Also, wenn ihr auch Teil der Community sein wollt, Katzenjammer Nation heißt das Ganze, dann habt ihr immer Leute um euch rum und sogar Leute mit in der ersten Reihe. So, do you have any chance for sightseeing or is it really the really busy tour life because you had two concerts already and so you're on tour since Wednesday, so I imagine it's only hopping on and off the bus and driving around?
Hopping on. And hopping off and sleeping. It's this start is actually pretty much more busy than we usually make it. Mm-hmm. It's five shows in a row. And our first day off is in Hamburg on a Sunday.
Oh.
So that's a little, that's such a shame though.
But probably, all right. You won't spend any money on clothing or anything, but you can drive around the river.
Yeah, and we can, we can exercise. And we have a good hotel with a spa.
Oh, it's got a spa. I'm going to be in that sauna the whole day.
But that's actually, it's a good point though, because we don't always get to see that much. But after touring here for now, 6 years soon. Mm. Jesus. Mm. It's 6 years since the first time. We've learned to know Germany well and we really, really love it here.
And Berlin, for example, loves you a lot. Oh. The concert tonight is sold out for such a quiet while now.
Yeah.
But what about you and Berlin? Because you have a special connection as well. Are there any places you love and like to visit every time you're here?
That's easy in Kreuzberg. Yeah. I actually honestly didn't understand Berlin the first times we were here. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot of cities in one city. But when we came to Kreuzberg, we stayed at this beautiful hotel called Michelberger. Mm-hmm. We stay there every time we're here. And it's kind of our second home. Kreuzberg is our area for sure.
Yeah. But you always need to take something from home with you, I guess. Let's talk about candy, because my best friend recently got Bamsemums when she came back from Norway.
Bamsemums.
And I'm in love with that. Any stuff you want to eat and have to take with you from Norway, is it Bamsemums as well?
Bamsemums.
Bamsemums.
Well, we have we had this discussion yesterday. I didn't bring it though, but I have a very religious relationship to a certain kind of coffee you get in Norway, traktekaffe. Mm-hmm. Ever good? If I don't get that, I turn into a monster. And I forgot that coffee and I forgot the machine.
Yeah.
So I might take that with me on the next leg. But it's I think there's so much good stuff here that we don't need to bring that much.
No. Yeah.
I used to bring this special kind of chocolate from Norway. It's a dark chocolate with ginger and lemon. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to cut down on the sugar a little bit.
oh no. So today is not your lucky day.
Oh, oh no, Oh yes, it is.
Because you gave me bums and mums from Norway.
Haribo.
I've got those little, you know, it's like Coke or Pepsi bottles you can
thank
eat.
Thank you. But
so,
this kind of thing is my favorite, actually.
So you have to give it a try and we are listening to a live performance of you. Jetzt eine Flux FM Session. Hier sind Katzenjammer mit My Dear live eingespielt hier bei uns in den Flux FM Studios.
1, 2, 3, 4.
My Dear, live eingespielt hier bei uns in den Flux FM Studios. Das jetzt, ja, war eine Voraufzeichnung, denn Katzenjammer sind stets der allerbeste Gast hier im Hause Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen sie ihr Konzert in der ausverkauften Columbia Halle und zwei Viertel der Band sind bei mir im Studio, Anne-Marit und Marianne. You just said already that it's been a while you've last been here and between your albums, A Kiss Before You Go and Rockland, there was a while of no new music. Of course, you had Dandelion.
Yes. I were here too.
You've been here too. Yeah. We still play it a lot.
Oh, thank you.
And I've heard that there have been around 80 songs being written. Is that really true?
Or is we're four songwriters.
A myth you're putting out there.
Oh, no, it's true. 83 it was. 83. Yeah.
83 songs.
We're four songwriters and we wrote for a whole year. So it's actually not that impressive when you cut it down, but it was 83 songs, and it was in the beginning we thought, oh my god, how are we gonna narrow it down to like an album? But we were actually kind of on the same page when we selected the songs. We wanted to go the same direction. It was more west orientated this time than east orientated. It's just because it feels natural, and after playing together for so many years, we recognize where or what kind of songs that fits for our audience and so on. So it was actually kind of easy.
All right. So there was no huge fight that I should have said, okay, Katzenjammer, there have been five people now. There are only four left.
We started off as eight. No, but it's always some discussions as we have really different tastes.
Yeah, but
really
that's an organic progress,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how we end up sounding like we do too. Yeah. That's why we sound so eclectic, because we're four different musicalities put in one band. Four lead singers, four drum players, four bass players. So you will get that unique sound, and we just have to keep that. So if arguing is what it takes, then just have to be like that.
But does it mean now that you have the 83 songs that there's probably even more material you could use so that we don't have to wait another couple of years till a new album comes out? Or is it like, the next era is coming up? Or you say, all right, after this tour and the festival season, we are going to do some other side projects beside Katzenjammer, while the others say,
We don't know. We don't have any certain plans, because like we always say to each other, as long as everything makes sense and bring meaning into our lives with Katzenjammer, we'll continue to do that. And now we've been away for quite some time, so we have to just
Focus on the comeback first.
Focus on this album. But you know, as regarding to the 83 songs, I think that's been written from, say, 2010. And now 2015, and for maybe the next couple of years, we might change musically as well. So maybe we'll use some of those songs, but I think probably it's good to have fresh energy when you go to make music.
And you still got the fresh energy when you're on stage.
Yes.
You're starting your huge tour, or you are on your huge tour now. Nearly every concert is sold out. And I've read you're playing festivals this summer here in Germany as well.
Yes, outside in Hurricane, especially. Are we looking forward to and a bunch of others.
So there's no chance to escape you.
No.
You are everywhere.
We are everywhere. Yeah,
that's really, really good. On Sunday, we're having your Ohrspiel, where you show us your favorite songs. Am Sonntag um 7 Uhr gibt's das Ohrspiel von und mit Katzenjammer. Da sind alle vier mit dabei. But what about TV shows? Because besides music, people always talk about TV shows, and that's kind of our topic in the show today as well, because we ask the people to post their favorite TV shows right now or what they are currently watching. So what about but what about your tour life? Are you watching movies or is everyone sitting there with a laptop watching its own TV shows?
Much.
Everything.
Yeah. Actually, the first movie we watched was ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, because we had to give thumbs up for this. Yeah, the first show we did was a film show.
Oh.
And so we had to watch the film show right after we played it. We were like, but it was pretty nice though. So that was the first thing we watched ourselves.
Yeah.
But we have our laptops and TV series is what we watch basically, like HBO or
Game of Thrones and all the stuff.
House of Cards.
Yeah, I just finished season 3.
Oh, I just started it.
We're in the middle.
Yeah.
And of course, Better Call Saul.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
That's really good.
Yeah, so I see you've got Netflix around.
Yes. I just watched the series called Bosch. It was it was pretty good. It was entertaining, not the best I've seen, but I think the all-time favorite for me is 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
There's no one above, no one beside it.
Yeah, I go with it. But probably in my case, it would be Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something.
Oh, you know,
a little more action in it.
Yeah, you like more action. Yeah. I like the drama.
So now I want to release you on your hopefully free day, or do you have to go to Columbia Halle and soundcheck all the time?
Soundcheck.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock we're having a soundcheck and then... we've got a fantastic crew this time. We've always had a very good crew, but this time it's so big. A lot of fantastic people, and so it's every day is an adventure.
Yeah. So let me give away the final tickets we've got. Also jetzt die letzte Chance, wenn ihr noch zum Konzert von Katzenjammer wollt. Heute Abend in der Columbia-Halle ist es ausverkauft, wird präsentiert von uns, von Flux FM. Bitte jetzt anrufen unter Berlin 2009000, Berlin 2009000. Und ich sage thank you very much an Anne-Marit und Marianne. Say hi to the others from me.
We will. Thank you for having us.
And share the candy. Share the candy.
Oh, okay,
wir hören jetzt die Happy Mondays mit 24-Hour-Party-People.